Hello， 大家好，欢迎你又一次来收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你的节目，我是 Jenny。
Hi， and I'm Jason. Welcome to today's sick episode.
什么是有人生病了吗？还有我们这个节目很，我们的节目病了，很病态。
No, our episode isn't actually sick. What I'm doing here is using a bad word to mean something good, which is what our episode is all about.
对，因为美国人在口语当中呢，经常会把一些字面上是贬义的词，把它们翻转一下，是吧？来个180度的大转弯 to mean something very, very good.
Yeah, it can be kind of confusing if you don't know what's going on to hear a bad word meaning something good, but through this episode, you can learn all about each of the ways we do this.
对，我们今天为大家选了十多个，算是美国人在口语中使用频率最高的从坏变好这样的词啊。希望听了今天的节目以后呢，大家就不会那么 confused 说这个东西 sick, they killed it. Is that good or bad?
Yeah, and the technical term for this, the very, you know, 书面语 word for this is amelioration.
哦，真的很书面，我真的从来没听过这个词。
Yeah, you don't need to use this word. You don't need to remember this word, right? But the meaning of it is to take something bad and turn it into something good. So, for example, the word terrific, a long time ago, terrific meant something bad, meant something terrible.
哦，真的，因为我学习 terrific 的时候，我只知道它是好的耶，就是特别棒。
Yeah, even a native speaker might not realize this, right? But it happens in language a lot, so.
Okay, okay. 赶快进入我们今天的 list of words, amelioration, 是吧？由坏变好的词。
Right.
我们今天第一个要说的词呢，就是 sick.
Something sick, right? And we don't mean something's actually ill, right? Somebody has an illness and they have a cold or a flu, right? This just means something's really cool.
对对，诶，其实今天我们所有要跟大家说的词，字面意思是贬义的，但是它的 meaning 都是 really cool, really, really excellent, 就特别棒，特别好。
Yeah, it's almost like something is so cool, you can't use normal language to describe it as cool and awesome, and so you use these bad words, right?
对对对，有点，就是它已经爆表了 ,off the charts, 好的词已经不足以形容它。
Yeah, exactly.
就比如说 sick, 就最近有一部大制作嘛，然后在全球都很票房 box office 非常好的沙丘 ,Doom Part 2。
Yeah, that movie was really sick.
Yeah, and I heard a lot of people, friends or listening to podcasts, 影评人用 sick 来形容这部电影。因为如果你光说 oh, Doom Part 2 was really cool, 还不够 describe 它有多么的好，多么的酷，是吧？
Yeah, it feels like any movie could be cool, and you probably don't think it was really, really awesome. But if you say it was sick, right, you mean it was so cool, it was even cooler than you could possibly describe.
是。那 sick 这样的用法比较多是形容，你刚刚已经说了电影，然后还有形容哪些东西呢？
You often hear this describing like maybe a skateboarder or an athlete doing something super impressive too. So you'll say, wow, that was really sick what that guy did.
OK, 所以 sick 经常是用来形容一个人做的事情、举动，像 Jason 刚刚说的什么滑板啊，那种他们的技巧啊，很高超 their tricks, 或者就是一个体验 ,like an experience, 比如你去看一个演唱会之类的。
Yeah, you could say the concert last night was sick.
Right, 或者你去一个什么 party.
Yeah, exactly. You could say the party was sick, man.
所以我发现吧，它好像这个 positive meaning 经常是形容 you know, things and experiences, 不太形容人，是吧？因为当你真的说一个人 sick 的时候，他就是真的是生病了嘛，或者就有点病态那样。
Yeah, you might accidentally communicate the wrong thing. It's almost too close to saying somebody's ill, right?
Right, right. 可能就是要去 avoid 这种 confusion. That's why we, use it to describe things and experiences. 好，那除了 sick 以外 ,Jason 还有什么词要教我们呢？
You could also say something is crazy or insane and mean it in a good way.
Okay, yeah, 就是用疯狂啊，这两个词的意思都是疯狂来形容一个很好的东西。And this actually crazy 后面经常会加 good, 是吧？就 something was crazy good.
Yeah, we sometimes use it as like an adverb here, right? You say, that was a crazy good party, or that was a crazy good meal.
当然你也不用说 crazy good, 比如你说的这顿饭那顿饭很好吃 You can simply say, oh, that meal was crazy. 它不是说这个 meal 上面大家都喝了很多酒啊醉了然后失控了就是说那个食物很好吃然后很超出你的想象。
Yeah, it's like so good that it's blowing your mind. It's making you, wow, this is insane. And it's way better than you thought.
哎，对对对，就超出想象 way better than you thought. 啊，我们今天所有教大家这些词吧，贬义，但是你是要来 convey 很好的意思，语气非常重要。
Yeah, that's right. You got to listen to the way people say these words to get the real meaning.
对或者你自己要用这些词的时候就是要把我们平淡或者比较 negative 的那个语气要把它升级升格对吧变一下。
That's right. So instead of just saying the meal was crazy in a boring way, right? You can say the meal was crazy, right? And that gives the feeling that it was good.
Crazy. 所以比较好的一个方法我注意到了 with sick or crazy, 就是把这些单词拖长。
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure why it gives that feeling, but it definitely does.
对对对，我们大家可以跟着 Jason 再多模仿、多练习一下啊。但是你刚刚那个方法 ，I don't think it quite applies to our next word.
Yeah, this next one is wicked.
Wicked. 对，因为 wicked 这个词你怎么拖嘛？Wicked 就很奇怪。
Wicked. Yeah, maybe I could imagine some like surfer on the beach watching somebody do something cool. Wicked. But usually you just say something is wicked.
Yeah, wicked. 好，那 wicked 它字面的意思是邪恶的。哦，这听着有点恐怖，对吧？Like, oh, very dark. 但是在口语里面基本上它的意思就是说这个东西很棒很好 And I feel like it has a playful feeling.
Kind of bad in a fun or in a kind of interesting, playful way, definitely.
对就有点活泼的很有灵性的那种感觉哈很有灵气的那个感觉。比如说像 Taylor Swift concert, 他的那种风格对吧 This Taylor Swift concert was wicked.
Yeah, it gives you the feeling that there was a lot of really interesting things going on in the concert. It was good music. Almost everything about it was done really well, and it was playful and surprising.
诶，那除了形容体验 wicked 还能形容什么呢
？You could also say somebody is like a wicked chef, which sounds strange, but it's not that they're making evil food, right?
厨师，那这里的厨师，英语里面 to describe someone, like call someone a chef, 不一定是 professional, 对吧？就是他可以是 home cook, 可以说 my husband is a wicked chef.
Yeah, for example, my dad was actually a wicked chef.
哦，那你很有口福啊。That's wicked, 很棒。
Yeah.
好那我们接下来要看的这两个词呢一个是它的动词一个是它的名词版本 And these two words are
Kill and killer
哇这个听了有点恐怖啊杀对吧 To kill 但是我们这里杀的很重要 When you use it this way You never say just kill a person 它都是 kill 一个什么东西对吧
Yes, exactly. If you said you killed a person, right, that somebody might call the police on you. So you don't want to say that, right? But you could definitely say something like, I totally killed that interview.
对，所以当 kill 是形容好的时候，它通常就是说你 killed 一个什么 situation, 是吧？
Yeah, you did so well, right, that you killed it, which is a strange metaphor, but it means you did really, really well.
Yeah, and I often hear, 就是人家就说 oh, they totally killed it. I totally killed it. 那这个 it 是什么？就是那件事。比如又回到那个 Dune 的 example, 我就听到一个影评人说 oh, they totally killed it. 他说的 they 就是这个电影制作的班底，然后 it 就是这整个的过程。是吧 ?The whole project, they totally killed it. 但这里不是说他们把那个电影拍死了是说就拍得特别好。他们战胜了 ,they conquered, right? Overcame something.
Yeah, they brought a book to life when they made that movie, right? So they didn't kill anything, right? They actually brought it to life and made this awesome movie. But what they killed in this sense is that they executed really well on all of the things about making the movie.
好那看完了 kill, 我们来看Killer, 那 killer 虽然它是一个名词啊，我们可能知道它是杀手的意思，但是在 这样的这个场景里面，经常它是被用来作为形容词，是吧？
Yeah, you can use it as an adjective and say something like, that concert was killer.
所以这里 killer 就是一个形容词，就名特别特别好，特别特别棒，特别特别 wicked, 是吧？
Exactly, yeah, it was sick, it was wicked, it was cool.
就是比其他所有的演唱会都好，杀死所有其他演唱会，so the concert was killer. 那这里因为它是作为形容词被使用， so we don't say the concert was a killer.
No, you wouldn't say the concert is a killer. You definitely have to say it's killer, like an adjective.
Okay, adjective. Some other examples, 就是把它当 adjective 来用。
You could also say somebody, so he's got killer style.
Killer style. Oh, 不是他的穿衣像一个杀手啊。Not he's got a killer style.
Yeah, I don't know what that looks like.
Yeah, 所以这里的 killer 又是一个形容词 just to mean like,Really excellent, 就是特别有品味是吧 ?Killer style, 不得不服他很会穿衣服。
Yeah, I'm not sure why we even use it here, right? But it just means they've got really good style. They've got a really killer sense of style.
对对。所以就记住 ,you can describe something, 就是 being killer, 它是一个形容词。但是呢口语里面还有一个用法是 like a killer,something. 比如说 we had a killer time last night.
Yeah, exactly. You can describe the time you had, the experience you had as being really killer and say you had a killer time at the party last night or you had a killer time with your friends.
Okay, 所以这里 killer 就是 excellent, 就特别好的意思哈。So you can just use it to replace great, 是吧? Instead of saying we had a great time at the party, you can say
we had a killer time at the party.
嗯，很好。OK, 那看完了这两个词以后，接下来的这个是一开始真的让我非常 confusing 的。And this word is?
Mean.
Yeah, so when we say someone is very mean, 我们就说他这个人特别就是
很凶，
对，很难相处哈。But the first time I heard this word, it was used to describe 什么 cheesecake,Apple pie. 我还记得我有个朋友就说什么 Oh, my mom makes a mean apple pie. 然后我就想 mean? 你妈妈 mean、
oh,
还是 apple pie mean? 我当时就特别特别的一头雾水。
Yeah, 很凶的 apple pie. Oh no. It's a very strange expression, right? But it definitely doesn't mean that the thing itself is mean or hurtful, right? It just, your friend's mom is very good at making the apple pie. She's super good at doing that thing.
对，然后后来我就发现，就是 mean, 当它是好的意思的时候，通常是形容一个人的一种 skill, 而且是他特别 outstanding, 就是他的一手绝活。比如说什么妈妈做的苹果派啊，或者有些咱们中国妈妈会饺子做特别好，对吧 ?My mom makes a mean dumpling, 这样。
Nice, I'd like to try some.
而且这里也不是说我妈妈只会包一个饺子包得很好，她就说她包了一手好的饺子。
Yeah, strangely you would say she makes a mean dumpling, but that means she can do that many times over and make a whole bunch of dumplings that are really good.
Yeah, yeah, 就一手绝活嘛。所以你经常听到的就是 someone does a mean something, 是吧?
Yeah, like you could say he plays a mean guitar.
啊，吉他弹得很好，他弹了一手好吉他。或者我儿子，我老大，他很爱做菜，特别爱研究煎牛排。So, he makes a mean steak. 就不光是只烧一块牛排，就说烧了一手好牛排这样。
I'm starting to get hungry now, thinking about all these delicious foods that people are good at making.
就是这个 mean 好像经常就是说一个人什么烧菜技艺很好。
Yeah, you imagine them being like really serious and very professional about it, even if they're not a professional, right?
Yeah, exactly. 好，那我们今天最后还有两个词要跟大家分享的 something bad to mean something good. And this word is actually...
Bad.
Bad. Okay. 这个讲到 bad 呢 ,Jason 就要回忆一下自己小的时候是吧。
Yeah, this word was really popular in the 80s when I was growing up. And I think because of Michael Jackson, he had an album called Bad and a song called Bad. But of course, it was really good music.
Oh, 就是说在他的那个专辑之后，年轻人就开始说 bad, 但是意思是非常好，非常酷。
Yeah, maybe back then it wasn't very popular to use the word bad to mean something good. It was like slang, very kouyu. But then because of Michael Jackson and, you know, the spread of language, it just became much more popular.
Oh, okay. 但我觉得这个就觉得用的时候很容易有歧义 you know? If he says, oh, this, like Dune Part 2 was bad, 就你知道吗就很容易让人产生那个错误的意思。
That's probably why we don't really see this used this way too much anymore, because it's a little too confusing.
是是是，我觉得今天我们所有跟大家分享的这些词里面，它太容易引起误会了啊。好，那我们今天最后要分享的一个词 ,Jason, 是什么呢
?The bomb.
Oh, the bomb. Bomb 就是炸弹，但这里很重要的是 the bomb.
Yeah, very specifically, you have to say the bomb, right? It is a single bomb, I guess, when you say something is great this way.
对，是特指的哈，所以千万不能忘记前面那个 the when you use it to mean something positive. 那我们能怎么用呢？
You could say something like, the food at that restaurant is the bomb.
Oh, this food is the bomb.就你乍一听还是会觉得不太习惯，就这食物像炸弹，是说特别不好吗？
Yeah, the food, hopefully the food's not exploding, right? But it just means it's extraordinarily good, super, super good.
Oh, 太好了,都爆了是吧? It's the bomb. Besides things, can we use the bomb to describe people?
No, we usually use this only to describe things. We don't often use this with people.
Okay, 好。那还有一个大家要特别注意的就是 the bomb 是好的。但是如果if you say something or someone bombs,That's bad, right?
Yeah, not to confuse you too much, but if you say somebody is performing and they bomb and you use it like a verb, it means did really poorly. They actually did bad.
Okay, so we truly hope we didn't bomb in today's podcast. 我们希望
That's right.
对你从我们今天的这一集节目里面学到了很多美国人口语里面对于这些词不同的用法啊，那对于今天所学到的，你有什么问题的话呢？都非常欢迎在留言专区与我们分享。
That's right. Yeah, let us know in the comments if you've seen any sick movies yourself recently, and we'll see you next time.
下次再见。